Rupert Philip Lonsdale. He was a Second World War naval hero who saved the lives of the crew of his submarine, also a very zealous Christian. Now, to do justice to this story, I'm going to have to ask you to listen to what happened to him during the war. When it started in 1939, Lieutenant Commander Lonsdale was captain of a submarine called SEAL, S-E-A-L, of course. There were 60 men in the crew. In late April of 1940, the submarine was sent on a mission to lay mines in the Kattegat, that's the shallow water which separates Denmark and North Germany from Sweden. After the mines were laid, SEAL was making for home, but unknowingly, she sailed among some German mines which were attached by a metal rope to just under to the floor of the sea, and the upper part of the metal wire was just under the surface of the water so that our boats would hit them without seeing them. Lonsdale heard the wire scrape along the side of his submarine, and then there was an enormous explosion. It flooded the rear of the submarine and it sank. The rear of SEAL stuck in the mud of the Kattegat 90 feet down, and the front or the bow of the submarine was pointing upwards at an angle of about 30 degrees. Now, they'd already been submerged for over 16 hours, so the air inside was making men start to lose consciousness. They made three attempts to surface, all of which failed. So by 1 in the morning of the 5th of May 1940, the men had reached the point where they were willing to lay down and wait for inevitable death. It was their turn, they thought, to go the way of other men who'd braved the depths of the sea and who had lost. Now, at that moment, Lonsdale, the Christian, invited his men to commit themselves to God in prayer. He led them himself in prayer, and out of the 59 crew, two men only refused to pray. Some men, he knew afterwards, came to saving faith in Christ at that moment. Strange place to become a Christian, isn't it, at the bottom of the sea? Almost as soon as he'd finished his prayer, he had an idea. Lonsdale said it was an immediate answer to the prayer. He transferred the men who could move to the front torpedo compartment of the submarine in the hope that it would come level and make it possible for them to get up to the surface. To his own amazement, the combined weight of the men in the torpedo end of the submarine made the boat come level. So after 23 hours submerged, the boat now had one last chance to get to the surface. He gave the order, surface, and it worked. But SEAL was now like a stranded whale, which the Germans could now attack with bombs and guns. There was no means of fighting back, so the next well-aimed bomb was going to hit the crew and kill it, so Lonsdale decided he'd save their lives by surrendering. It was May the 5th, 1940, his 35th birthday, and he became a prisoner of war with his crew. They'd smashed up all the secret equipment, but to his horror, the submarine didn't sink, and the Germans captured it, and it was, in fact, the first British warship since 1812 ever to be captured. But he did save the lives of his crew and believed to his dying day that he had done God's will by surrendering. Now, he was born in 1905, and his family were all Christians. Early in his life, he gave his whole life to Jesus Christ. He used to say that he learned to pray in submarines because God answered so many of his prayers, it was hard for him not to believe. In the prison camp, He found that there was nothing more important in his life than worshipping and serving the Lord. They had church services in the POW camp, and there his faith deepened and he started to learn how to preach. What a place to learn how to preach. But he did. He had a lot of time to think things over. He thought of his godly wife, who died in childbirth in 1937, and he wished he could see his only son. And then as release came nearer and the war was ending, the Germans ordered the prisoners to march to another area, and some Royal Air Force Spitfires saw the column on the ground, thought it was a German column, strafed it and shot off the legs of a British destroyer captain who had been one of the great witnesses for Christ in the prison camp. And that man died 20 minutes later in Lonsdale's arms, expressing his trust in Christ to the end. So to Lonsdale now, there was nothing more important in life than faith in Christ. Back in England now, he offered himself for training as an Anglican minister. 3 years later, we're now in 1949, he was ordained, and he began a ministry which was only to end 50 years later when he died, nearly 94, last year, 1999. In 1961, he was asked to cooperate in a book about what had happened to that submarine. The authors had already written a book called Above Us the Waves, which had been made into a very respectable film. He gave information to the authors on one condition, and that was that the place of Christ in his life would be openly acknowledged in the book. So when it came out, on the first page you read Psalm 46. On the second page there is a foreword by the Reverend R.P. Lonsdale, in which he says that as far as he's concerned, the book has no other purpose than to lead the readers to faith in Christ. And I know many readers of it who have in fact come to saving faith in Christ. And back in 1986, when he was 81, I received a letter from him saying he wanted to publish a book of testimonies. And would I write out a testimony and an account of God's dealings with me? So that's the one and only time I've ever written out my testimony in full. And when I got my copy of the book, I was thrilled to see 70 testimonies from the 70 people he'd written to. And I noticed he'd put an anonymous preface to the book in which he said, "The purpose of this book is to glorify Christ," and he warns readers not to have a second-hand faith, but to trust in God as their Heavenly Father, to come to know Jesus as their Saviour. To his astonishment, 5,000 of those were distributed quickly. I know that 1,000 went into British prisons, and then another 5,000 were printed, and he wouldn't charge for the gospel, and to this day I don't know where the money came from. After the war, he remarried. His second wife died of cancer in 61, and his third wife died of a brain tumour in 86. And over his study desk, he had a painting with the words, "Faith sees through tears." To tell you this story, I reread all his letters, and I was astonished at how often he said, "I want to be forgotten." He was a humble man who'd witnessed openly for Christ in submarines, in prisoner of war camps, in a college, and in half a dozen churches where he was the parish minister. His faith was anchored in the Bible as the Word of God and in Christ as his Saviour. So as I say, he died wanting to be forgotten. But those of us who've ever heard of the submarine SEAL, he remains unforgettable. And surely it would be his desire that those who hear this true story would themselves have a personal faith in the Lord he loved and served.